You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Welcome to Nightlight, hour number two, folks. Act two, as we like to call it here. Great night here at Nightlight. Lots of fun. My current guest, Craig Kinnett, is here in the studio. We will be back to Craig in just a moment. But I want to let you know, our question tonight, happy Veterans Day, first of all. We're celebrating Veterans Day today. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Marine Corps. I thanked all the Marines in my family, and tonight I mentioned a lot of names of veterans and other family members that were in the Army and friends, and Conrad thanked his grandpa for his service, which was great. I'll just list mine again. Tom Chwaba, my dad, my Uncle Joe, his brother, my Uncle Jim, my grandpa was in the Navy. Dad and my uncles were all Marines. My grandpa and Uncle Jack were in the Navy. My friend Ted Hoff and John Corbin, my cousin Pat Keene was a Marine, and my father-in-law, Tom O'Neill, was in the Navy. And Craig, do you have anybody?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. First on my list is my Uncle John. I think he was in the Korean War. And he's buried like a half an hour from my house, or half a mile from my house. So I walk up and visit once in a while.
In a cemetery, yeah, yeah. I presume. Okay.
Just a little hole in the field that we built, dug up. And then I've got some cousins, too, on the Huffman side of my family. Earl and Tony both served in probably the Marine Corps. Those are tough guys. Yeah. And then my Uncle Pete, their dad, was in the service as well. So thank you guys for your service, by all means.
It's weird. My dad was a Marine, but you know what? Right now, I think I could take him. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Because he's not in a hole in the field.
He does
he
get
Pete?
Lippy sometimes, but I'm not going to do anything. I respect his life.
Nice.
Jack from Merrimack in the 414 says, I want to give a shout out to my very first real girlfriend. She retired after 20 years in the Air Force as a lieutenant colonel. Some time ago, I ran across an article in Stars and Stripes and read that she'd been a negotiator for the first START treaty. I wish her all the best. She's earned it. Thank you, Jack. I'm sure your very first girlfriend thanks you as well. Carrie from Tosa in the 414 says, definitely my grandpa, who was a prisoner of war in WW2 for 18 months. Strongest man I've ever met. RIP. That's a great one, Carrie. Thank you. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete, my dad fought in World War II. He spent time in Italy, France, and North Korea. He drove a truck. He served overseas for about 2 years. On this Veterans Day 2025, I honor and remember my dad and all veterans.
Awesome.
Very well said, Steady Eddie, but I think...
I was just going to say, you said North Korea. It was North Africa.
Oh, North Africa. I'm sorry. Yeah. But that's a steadfast Edward text, I think. Yeah. It was a serious Steady Eddie, but he can sign it however he wants. I'm just saying. Then on the stream, we've got Bailey, who says, stop by Waupaca if you go to Waiwega. It's beautiful.
It is. Waupaca
I've been
is
to Waupaca.
Beautiful. I love Absolutely. Waupaca, Bailey. I'm going to be teaching an improv class there this winter.
Nice.
For families,
That's
Pete.
Awesome.
Like for kids and
I
their mom
it.
And dad. It's going to be like family playtime. It's going to be wild.
Waupaca is fantastic.
But if you go to Waupaca on your way to Waiwega, you've gone too far.
That's true.
A gorgeous place.
Coming up at 7:30, Katie LeClaire will be here. She is one of the stars of the film A Cherry Pie Christmas, which was shot in Door County and will be available to stream on many platforms November 15th. I'm excited to see it. I can't think of a better location for movie making than Door County. Very beautiful there. Tomorrow night on the show, we've got... who do we have, Con? We've got Ezekiel Drews, filmmaker.
Oh, yeah. And Rob Brackenridge.
And Rob Brackenridge will be here in studio. Rob is one of our funniest guests, and Ezekiel is a very talented filmmaker and the founder of the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards. Thursday and Friday, I will be off. John and Gordy will be hosting. Conrad will be here holding down the fort. And the guys from the morning show at WMDX will be here Thursday and Friday. They are a blast. I called them. Were you in the meeting today?
Yeah. What did you say?
I called them my... older Civic Media brothers. They're like my older brothers.
You know who's going to make an appearance on Tuesday or Friday?
Who?
Todd Michaels.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone can look forward to that.
That's fantastic. Todd's a great guest. He's a great guest in your house. Even. Yeah. He makes his bed. He does his dishes. He's just a great guy. Dave on the stream says, Darren Trautner and I can't read that count. Who is that? Norman Morales? I got to put my glasses on. I think you made a typo.
I would say Norman or Norman.
Or No Man. It could be one of those. Either way, thank you for your service, guys. And thank you, Dave. All right, so Katie LeClerc at 7:35. Also,
does Katie have a connection to the state of Wisconsin?
She does now.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
For those of you in the Madison area or willing to take a road trip, consider this. December 4th, thanks to WMDX, who is sponsoring this screening, Catherine Lake, John and Gordy, The Godfather of Green Bay will be shown, a film I made many years ago, will be shown at the Atwood Music Hall in Madison December 4th. Doors open at 6. Tickets are $10. At those prices, folks, you can't afford not to go. The event is sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling, and the Atwood Music Hall is beautiful. Some of the proceeds go to the Humane Society. That is December 4th. Mark your calendars. I'll be there doing a Q&A. It's going to be an absolute blast. And what did I forget? Craig, what did I forget?
Are they going to have that Pete Schwab beer there?
The Nightlight beer.
Yeah.
That was Flick's Brewhouse.
So they don't have any left.
I only have one thing like this big of it at home.
And you're going to save it.
I tasted it. It's good.
I would imagine it would be darn good.
I enjoyed it. What would a Craig Knit beer taste like?
You're a beer guy. You know what? I'm a sucker for Newcastle Nut Brown Ale. I love it. That's my go-to drink, and it's you don't have to have a lot.
Okay.
Or you'll have one big thick, you know, Guinness or something that's really dark and be done. Because there's so much flavor,
but
it's filling.
You sound like a guy who practices moderation, and I hate people like you, Craig.
Should hate me well, then. I can't remember the last time I was blasted.
All right, let's get back into this, because the Waiwika Film Festival is, and I want to get some giant spider talk in here, too, but the Waiwika Film Festival, International Film Festival, mm-hmm. is this weekend. Daniel Needs to Leave is being shown Thursday.
Daniel Needs to Leave is going to be on Thursday night. And there's another movie that I'm really looking forward to seeing that's going to be playing there. That your son is in, Pete.
Yes, he is.
Tell me a little bit about that film.
It's called Failsafe.
Failsafe.
And my son plays the lead actor. He goes in to rob a bank and things go awry.
Ooh.
And he got to have a neck tat in the movie, which I think is kind of cool. I've never been able to do that. And he helped out with the making of the movie. And he was sort of, not for hire, but collaborated with a group called Freshwater Films. And Joe plays the lead. So that's going to be on the same night.
How does he feel about it? Does he like it?
Oh, yeah. He likes it a lot. Yeah. And he loves acting. He's been, he's acted in a lot of stuff. He gets work from time to time, and he won a Best Actor Award at a film festival.
Oh, man.
Which is
we
cool.
can't afford him anymore. Good Lord.
Yeah. He loves it. So
is he kind of stationed in the area?
He is in the Midwest. Yes. He's in Milwaukee right now.
So we could hire him technically to be in something.
He's done all the, like, comedy sports levels, and he takes theater.
Oh, really?
And he's been in a lot of indie films, and this award he won was at some LA film festival when he was still in college. He got cast. It was these guys from Madison made a film, and they cast Joe, and he wins a Best Actor. I'm like,
that's awesome.
I've never even gotten a sniff I don't even have a bowling trophy.
Well, they didn't have awards back then.
That's
Pete
true. Don't get too big for your britches, kid. But he loves it. And I'm excited to see the film with the crowd. I'm excited to see Daniel Needs to Leave. And then there's another film there I want to see called The Last Rung on the Ladder.
Oh, that's
brilliant. That I haven't
seen
yet. The Kurt Krause.
And Max.
Max Blaska.
Blaska, yeah. The guy
coolest
with the name.
In show business,
Max is such an interesting guy. And he has taken that movie all over the place. I think he was overseas at a film festival just recently, like I don't know where, in Hungary or in Germany or something like that, and it won an award over there.
That's so cool.
So that's you know what? Speaking of overseas notoriety, Daniel Needs to Leave was just not accepted, but it's in the forerunning, a runner. I don't
runner up.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
In the Melbourne Film Festival and then the Paris Film Festival,
man.
2 days ago. And then last night, I got wording that it's going to be in Door County,
sweet,
which is super cool. And then it's going to play in Ezekiel's Film Festival in Milwaukee.
Awesome.
With two other films that we did.
That's
so.
Wow.
So that's
pretty cool.
See, I was
talking
cool.
about you guys and some of you guys here in your kind of clique here in Northeast Wisconsin, Craig, that you guys are also, I love that you just keep making films. And I wish I had more of that in me. I wish I tend to either shoot for the moon or
you're so busy with the radio show, Pete.
I know, but even when I wasn't, I don't know. I should have been making. Anyway, that's
you still can. You still totally can.
So, all right, let's talk about the giant spider invasion.
Yeah.
Tell people what this was that haven't heard us talk about it here before, because it was this cult classic. But tell us a little bit about the background.
The movie Maverick, Bill Rabane is the name attached to the giant spider. And 50 years ago, in 1975. The giant spider invasion came out in theaters all over the place, and actually was really hot in drive-in theaters too. So yeah. I mean, it played with Star Wars in I think Alpha Incident played with Star Wars.
But it
Wars.
Came out the same year,
but it came
year,
around
right?
the same time,
like that, yeah.
and around the same time as Jaws. It's a wonderfully quirky, relatively well-paced movie too. To be quite honest with you, it clips along at a nice little pace. There's some schlocky humor in it, but that's, and I think they call schlocky humor campiness. How do you define the word campy?
Here's how you
Conrad,
define
do you have any idea as far as campy? How is campy defined?
I feel like kind of, I'll have to look it up on Google.
Do a thesaurus.
I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Here's how it is. Campy is Alan Hale, who is in the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
He's kind of
the skipper.
The skipper from Gilligan's Island is in the giant spider invasion. He's got that, hey, little buddy, you know, that
and he's got a line that is, hey, little buddy, what's up? So, I mean, the movie has had its own cult status for a long time. And there's people, it played overseas, and Bill likes to say that it's the most pirated film that's ever been in existence.
Huh.
But he's ridden that wave for a long, 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 long time. But there's still parts of it that irk him a little bit. So it's like, what happened to that guy? They never really explain why this woman dies. We never see her pass away. It just happens. And so we started, Dan Davies and JB invited
JB
me
Thompson.
In
yep.
To the whole producing level right away. And we went up and talked to Bill. We were going to do a shot-per-shot remake.
And Bill Rabane lives, the director of the Giant Spider Vision, lives in northern Wisconsin. He's an immigrant who...
Saxon,
who lives way up in the Northwoods.
4 hours from Appleton.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. It's a hike to get up there to see him every time.
Okay. So you guys are redoing some of it.
Well, and we were going to redo it shot-per-shot, the whole thing. And it's like, oh my God, that was quite a task. And not just that, but Bill was going to direct it. And then on the way back home, you know, when we went there, he agreed. He thought it was great. On the way back home, he's like, there's no way I can do all that. And honestly, that's good that he decided that. But we can do an enhanced version. And I kind of pitched that idea to him when we were doing the Wyawega Festival for his film. And then Dan kind of got it and really took it for a long ways. And then we started making things, and I got kicked off the project, and then I got brought back into the project, and I was one of the writers, and then I got kicked off of that. And then so it was just kind of a mishmash of things. And then they could not find somebody to cut it together decent. And so Bill was ready to throw it to the side. And out of a last ditch Hail Mary version of the editing job, they gave it to me, and I invented establishing shots for the film that didn't exist that I used Photoshop to put together.
Oh, nice.
And it was pretty
all right,
impressive.
We'll pick up there when we come back. We'll have a few more minutes with Craig. Get your text in quick, folks, if you want to thank a veteran today, because we have a pre-recorded content starting at 7:35 with Katie LeClaire. We're coming right back and to finish our conversation here with Craig Kinnett. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday as we broadcast statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay on a chilly fall night here, talking movies, TV, comedy, all the great things in life that make us smile. JB on the stream says, JB, you know who that is, Conrad? That's the guy behind the guy.
Behind the guy.
Correct. Behind the guy. He says, Bailey, you are correct. They even have covered bridges. I probably should have read Bailey's text first. Did well, I read Bailey's
yeah,
text?
Yeah, you did.
I did. Okay.
She was talking about Wapaka.
Okay.
So he's talking about the beautiful Red Mill and the covered bridge over by the Red Mill.
Yeah.
Photograph opportunities.
Dave on the stream says, this is for Craig. Fat Squirrel, better than Newcastle.
Oh, man.
New Glarus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all right, Glarus, Dave, I'll give it a try. But
got some street cred.
I'll give it a try.
JB also says, my grandfather, William Thompson. Now, that would be the guy behind the guy, behind the guy, behind the guy,
oh my
above
God.
The guy. This is getting complicated.
Responsible JB's for the guy.
Family tree. My grandfather, William Thompson, a Marine grandfather in Low Herb K, a Navy man who repaired the boats that landed at Normandy. Oh, that's a cool story. Thank you, JB, for sharing that. Thank you for all your texts.
Nice.
Katie LeClerc is coming up at 7:35, and we will close the show with a pre-recorded interview with Katie. But we've got a few more minutes with our guest, Craig Kinnett, who's here in the studio.
I want to ask Katie if she knows Teresa. They've got the same last name.
Teresa.
LeClerc.
LeClaire.
Okay,
it looks
maybe
like
not the
LeClerc.
Same. Okay, not
but
the same.
But Katie is not here.
Dang
Craig.
It.
Reiterating, she... Unfortunately,
I want her to
she
be
was
from
delightful,
Wisconsin now.
And you'll love the interview that it plays in just about 10 minutes. All right, so tell us, you played the Giant Spider Invasion. That's what we were talking about.
So so I cut the whole thing together, and it actually was kind of working out. I couldn't believe it. You know, adding in the exterior of a movie studio, building the interior of a movie studio, because Dan's footage was only him shoulders up, you know, waist up behind a desk. So then I built a desk and I built a studio.
Nice.
So and it worked out. I couldn't believe how well it
did.
That's
awesome. And you screened it recently.
We muscled it through to get. We had like 3 weeks to get it ready for a Rhinelander showing, and it took every bit of that to get that ready. JB helped quite a bit to get the last run, and he made a cinema package for it. And it played in Rhinelander Theater for 64 paying audience members.
Hey, nice.
I was really surprised by that number because we couldn't really promote it that much because we didn't know if we were going to have it done in time, honestly.
But it's done. Is it done now?
No, the Rhinelander cut is done.
Okay.
But then Bill wanted some changes. Okay. Yeah, Bill wanted some changes to that. I snuck in a couple of my own changes and fixes because he wanted a lot of asteroids fixed and stuff like that. And they just didn't look sharp enough for what I was thinking they could, because when that was projected in Rhinelander, oh my gosh, it was massive. They really blew that sucker up, and it held its own. That was the cool thing. And it's like, man, this thing could actually play in theaters around the state, and I think that might be an ultimate goal here with this piece. So the audience overall loved it. They loved the new stuff. There was one couple that came out of there, and I was trying to keep notes and, you know, kind of survey people as they came and went because it was a test audience.
Yeah.
And there was one couple that came out, and they're like, no, we didn't care for any of the new stuff. And I'm like, any of it? And he's like, no, we didn't care any of it. We're purists. We really like the original. And but, you know, it really got me thinking, and I appreciated their honesty, but the original film is always going to be there too.
Right.
So it's going to be there.
Why'd you come?
This new version is going to be for new audience members to kind of attach some interest. And Dan Davies is hilarious in it. He is kind of the through line all the way through, where he's kind of this newscaster who is stuck in the middle of the sticks doing his reporting when he was a news war correspondent, for crying out loud. So Dan Davies, the veteran, right there. And he's followed throughout the whole story, and he kind of bookends it then, too. So it's pretty cool.
I cannot stress this enough. When you're taking on a project like this, add more nudity, Craig.
Bill would have loved that.
Really?
Bill would have loved that. Yeah, there was one shot that we got of just a woman's legs as she is getting killed by the spider.
I was half kidding.
I know you were, but I'm not. That is.
All right. We've got about a couple minutes left, Craig.
Yeah,
Let's talk about You said you had something, you watched something that you wanted to share with people. I've got a good recommendation. So let's have an information exchange here.
Two things that I just saw. One is a real quick is the new Predator movie.
I saw that too.
Badlands. Yeah. Fun. I enjoyed it. I saw it in 3D and I'm like, this is good. Oh, cool. I enjoyed it. It was interesting how they pulled in a humanoid character so early because they kind of needed to. You know,
and
the
that
kind of
character wasn't even human.
Right.
It was an
android.
A human playing a robot. It was one human. Well, there was humans playing robots.
Right.
It was a strange.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I saw it in Shano and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. But Pete, the movie I want to pitch right now to everybody out there that's listening is that new Guillermo del Toro Frankenstein on Netflix. Oh my gosh. It is so gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is absolutely gorgeous. And there's an illustrator by the name of Bernie Wrightson, who illustrated Frankenstein 30, 40 years ago. And it's been this masterwork that no one can ever touch again because it's so well done.
Mm.
That's who they copied or they used as inspiration for a lot of the shots and for the creature design.
Nice.
So they utilized this artist that I just absolutely admire. And the storyline is painfully slow at times because they're staying true to Mary Shelley's initial work.
Okay.
Frankenstein Monster is one of my favorite iconic characters. And I think when you had that question asked the other day, that was my answer. But I've tried to read Frankenstein numerous times and I can't get through it.
It's been years since I read it.
It's so hard to digest the way that she wrote it. But I cannot recommend it more.
You know what Frankenstein needs?
What?
More nudity. Craig Kinnett, thank you very much, buddy.
This was a blast.
Stick around, folks. Katie LeClaire is coming up next to talk about her Door County film, A Cherry Pie Christmas. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloud and storm will in time pass away.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Welcome back. We are jamming through a Tuesday night here at Nightlight tonight. So great to have you with me as we broadcast live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay tonight. Very excited to welcome this next guest. As many of you may know or may not know, there was a film film shot in Door County recently called A Cherry Pie Christmas. Right down the road here, and tonight joining me on Nightlight is one of the stars of the movie, the female lead actress, Katie LeClaire. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Pete. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you getting homesick for Wisconsin?
Oh my gosh, I actually really am, and this is not a joke, but literally this morning I'm making one of the Wisconsin cherry pies, which is to say that there's cheese in the crust. And so I opened a package of Renard's cheddar cheese today and I went, "Oh my gosh, it's so good."
That's great.
I'm homesick.
We stuck with you. That's awesome. So before we jump into this great movie that you shot in Door County, tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, well, I'm a Scorpio and no, I'm just kidding.
That's fine.
I'm an actor. I'm a baker. I'm a dog mom. And, I try to keep things pretty low key. I don't know. I've been an actor for, over 20 years now.
Wow.
And, I love it. It's really anytime I get to be on set, it's the best version of myself.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, tell us all about A Cherry Pie Christmas. It sounds like a delicious Christmas, certainly, and Door County is known for its cherries. Tell us a little bit about the story or the movie first, then we'll get into some of the shooting stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I play Emma Parker, whose family has owned cherry orchards for over 100 years. And as you know, in Door County, a lot of the businesses that are established there are passed down generationally in the family. And this story is no different. So my character has big city dreams of being a big pastry chef. So she lives in the big city of Chicago. But she's up for a promotion and up for a job that is the pastry chef in New York City. And she really wants to take this new challenge on, and she's really hoping to get hired at this new place. But before that happens, she goes home for the holidays to visit her parents and realizes that the family farm is struggling a little bit more than her parents let on. And her family really wants her to stay in Door County and take over the farm. And she kind of has to figure out, is that something that she wants to do, or can she sacrifice her dreams of becoming a pastry chef in New York City? And simultaneous with that, she, of course, gets reintroduced to her high school sweetheart, played by Ryan Carnes. And so her parents would like her to sort of rekindle that love. And they're hoping that that romance is another thing that will draw her to stay in Door County. And you have to watch the movie to see if the love wins or not.
That's so great. Well, I mean, honestly, it's so funny. Like sometimes when I watch movies, and that's kind of my background too, I want to disappear in them. And I find myself drawn more and more to films shot in beautiful settings. Even if they're not like a genre, if it's a place I want to live, it's like, I want to go there. I want to live that life that this character is living in this beautiful community. And she's baking cherry pies, and reconnecting with old loves. I mean, it just sounds fantastic. Is it a romance or is it a rom-com? How would you identify the film?
I would say it's more like a Christmas romance film. Okay. Yeah. And I will say that Door County is such an incredible backdrop and such a beautiful destination that that destination fulfillment is absolutely captured in this film. And Door County kind of becomes a character in and of itself in this film. So it's it was a real treat to actually get to film there and see the community and see the people that represent Door County as well. And I think a lot of that really comes through in the film.
Did I see, I don't know if I saw this correctly, but it said you shot in March and April for a Christmas movie. How did that work? And was there fake snow, or how'd you swing that?
No, Pete, y'all got real snow in March. What the crud?
Listen, it could happen. Oh, now you sound like a Wisconsinite. What the crud? Yeah.
No, but it really was our first day of filming. It was 6 o'clock in the morning and we filmed in a blizzard. And when I say blizzard, like I'm from California, so that might not mean the same thing to you Wisconsinites, but it was a freaking blizzard. Okay. It was a blizzard. The crew members were in parkas and scarves up to their ears and then had to carry their equipment like on a toboggan, like literally with a sled tied around their waist through the snow to get to the actual filming location.
Funny.
And what was really cool is the scene that we filmed in that moment is the sort of breakdown in myself and Ryan's characters. And it's the like pivotal moment of like, is this relationship going to work out or is it not? So it's kind of the low point for the characters. And there's a real life blizzard. And it's just such a cool, life imitating art imitating life moment that it really works in the film. But, you know, literally the snow is sticking to my eyelashes.
Wow. So you did get a little actual Christmas weather. That's really cool. I was not. Was that your first time in Wisconsin?
No. My ex-husband was from Lake Zurich, Illinois. We drove across the border because I wanted to say that I'd been to Wisconsin. So we drove to the Mars Cheese Castle. So that was my first time in Wisconsin, but I don't know if that really counts.
No, Door County's much better. You're better off.
Way better.
My guest is Katie LeClaire. She is one of the stars of the movie A Cherry Pie Christmas, which was shot in Door County in the middle of winter, also known as March, not too long ago. And the film is out, but it's going to be available to stream November 15th, I understand. Do you have any, can you tell us where on November 15th, or is it just VOD?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pretty much everywhere. So okay. It'll be, you know, Amazon, Roku, Tubi, all anywhere, the places that you get most of your streaming stuff. So, yeah.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to watch the film for two reasons. I want to see your performance. I want to see the story. But I'm one of those geeks that I live right across the bay from Door County, and we go there a lot. And I've filmed stuff in my hometown where when I've showed it, people go, there's my garage. Like they're not even paying attention to the story. So I'll probably have a little of that with Door County because I've been there so much. But did you have to do a lot of research for this role? Like you play a pastry chef from Wisconsin. Like what, as an actor, what went into this for you?
Well, you know, Pete, I asked the director if he wanted me to do a Wisconsin accent, but he said it was too much and he told me to back it off. So I didn't do an accent. No.
Okay.
And I didn't end up doing that, but I did give the op and they said, what are you doing? Don't do that. and then in terms of the pastry, actually, I am a pastry chef myself.
Oh, nice.
I have a business that I call Katie Bakes, and I'm hoping to get the website up and going so I can ship baked goods to people across the country. KatieBakes.com coming soon.
Love it.
But it was really, really and truly, Pete, a dream come true to be able to film those days where it was just me and the crew and a bunch of flour and butter and sugar. And it really is me and my hands, like, making all these pies. And I have to say, one of the plots of the storyline, the reason it is a Wisconsin, quote unquote, Christmas pie, is that there's cheese in the pie crust. And so while we were filming, I was like, is this even going to work? Like, does the chemistry, because baking so, like, scientifically specific. So while we were filming in someone's just in their home, I'm standing there grating cheese and making the pie crust. And I looked at the director, we were about to go to lunch, and I said, I have to make this pie. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, tell some PA to bring me my lunch back. I'm standing right here in this kitchen. And I looked at the homeowner. I said, can I use the oven for real? He said, yeah, sure. So everybody went to lunch and I stayed and I made the characters Christmas pie. And I'm happy to report that it works, that if anybody is looking for a twist on an old favorite, it's sort of like the, you know, apple pie with a slice of cheddar cheese, like a very old school kind of sounding recipe. You just do like 2/3 cheese and then 1/3 butter, like in your regular pie crust, just swap out, try some cheese, and the chemistry works and the flavor is amazing. And people should try it because it really, really does work.
I would find a way to mess that up. So the best thing to do would just be go to katiebakes.com, I think, and
yes,
play it safe, folks. Yeah. Hey, so you can be late to the set on this because I also noticed you were a producer. How'd you swing that?
Well, this is actually my 5th Christmas movie with our director, John Stimson. We found a really good thing on a film many years ago called Christmas a la Mode was our first project together. We filmed that in 2019, and John and I just became really fast friends. And, you know, as we kept collaborating more and more, we realized that we had, you know, similar connections and the ability to sort of help the production in a bigger way. And so I was officially brought on as a producer on this project. And I think it'll be the first of many.
That is fantastic. I did notice that. I was going to ask you about that. You've got Love Letters to Santa in your credits, A Very Vermont Christmas, A Cape Cod Christmas, Christmas a la Mode, and now A Cherry Pie Christmas. Would it kill you to do a film about Arbor Day, Katie? Come on.
I mean, I do love trees. I'm a nature gal, so let's go, you know?
When did you know that you wanted to be an actress?
Yeah, I mean, pretty early on, I was Annie in my 8th grade production of Annie, and I got bit by the bug instantly, like really immediately. My family, at that time, we lived in Colorado, and then we moved to Southern California, we moved to San Diego, and I felt like that was close enough that I could sucker my parents into driving me back and forth for auditions.
Sure.
And I have the most supportive parents in the world, and they said, yeah, we'll do anything for you, kid. And then they sure did. So it paid off, I suppose. But it was, you know, only because of the support of my parents that I actually did make it.
Great stuff. Was that your moment? Like, I'm fascinated. Like, when I talk to other comedians or actors or whatever, I want to know the moment, if there was one, when they said, I'm going for this, I can do this. Is that what you just described? Or was it a separate moment? Or was it when you were in Annie, were you hooked immediately? And you're like, by all means, I'm doing this.
Immediately. It's something about the lights. It's something about the audience reaction. It's the ability to elicit a response from somebody for the purpose of entertainment. And also, hopefully, they learn a lesson in the process. I love people, Pete. I love people. I love the study of human behavior. I just think there's so, like, that's my favorite part about this job, is that I get to be a pastry chef in this one and then be a dermatologist in the next one. You know what I mean? And I get to learn people's view on the world and how that changes. And it's the best job in the world.
Are you fascinated when, like, I'm not surprised to hear you say that. But I also know actors or friends of mine that have none of that. And they're pretty good, you know, but, like, I feel like what you just described would really help you as a performer, right?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I totally think so. Yeah.
All right.
And maybe it's a little bit of a trauma response. Like maybe I'm just predicting people's behavior all the time. You know what I mean?
Right. Well said. We'll have a couple more minutes with my guest, Katie LeClaire. She plays Emma Parker in A Cherry Pie Christmas, which was shot in beautiful Door County, right down the road here. We'll have more with Emma Parker / Katie LeClaire after this very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We are back. Great to have you with me. It is Tuesday night, folks, and we are rocking it. It's like we're looking at Tuesday going, all right, Tuesday, you don't like me, I don't like you, but it's on. And we are getting through Tuesday with the help of one of the stars of A Cherry Pie Christmas, which was shot in Door County. It drops on video on demand and all sorts of streaming platforms in just a few days, November 15th. Katie LeClaire is here. She plays Emma Parker in the movie. And we are talking about A Cherry Pie Christmas, but also her career. Do you have influences, Katie? Like, who did you watch growing up where you would see them on the big screen and you're like, oh yeah, that's me?
Well, when I was a kid, my favorite actor was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I knew you were going to say something like that. You're laughing and I go, I bet she's going to say like Charles Bronson or something. That's great.
I couldn't be more farther from who I am.
Yeah.
My favorite actors were Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sandra Bullock because nice. My dad just watched a lot of 90s action movies. So that's what I kind of grew up on. but I mean, I feel like my main influences now are like we were just talking about, like, I just love the people that I get to play.
Yeah.
So, in terms of like what I'm consuming, of course, I'm, you know, watching all the shows that are like, we're in the golden age of television. I think like every week we get a new feature film on our TV screens. So I definitely love television and obviously I love film and, yeah, but I grew up in the 90s action era.
That is great. Have you seen Pluribus?
No.
I just watched it last night. It is so unbelievably creepy. And I can't say enough about it. It's the same guy that did Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. So it's really good.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So for people listening that haven't seen A Cherry Pie Christmas yet or any of your other umpteen holiday movies, Katie, where would you tell them to start? Well, like, what are you most proud of that you did, whether it comes to TV or film? I'm sure you have pride in all of your work and you seem to be a serious student of it, but where would you have them start?
Well, I'm best known, Pete, for the TV show Switched at Birth. And on that show, I played a deaf teenager who went through the trials and tribulations that every teenager does, but happened to be deaf at the same time. I'm most proud of that work because, you know, we filmed that in 2010 was when that series started. And there wasn't a whole lot of deaf representation on screen at that point. I think there's a lot more now. And I think we've learned a lot collectively in the process. But that is by far and large my most proud work that I've ever put out. You know, we had 5 seasons, 104 episodes.
Wow.
And we won a Peabody Award. I mean, I really think that this show created a lot of conversations for families to have together. And I'm extremely proud of the work that we all did on that show.
I read that about you, that you have hard of hearing or you have hearing issues. And I was wondering about that because I have another friend who was an actor who struggled, did sign language and everything. Does that give you more of an insight as an actor when you don't hear as well as other people? Do you have to tune into different aspects of a character? Does it benefit you in any way?
I'll say that I think in hopefully in all ways of my life and in more than just in the acting profession, I think I'm a good listener. And I think that that's, I have to concentrate on people and really listen to them and really try to understand what people are trying to say with their words, but also with their body. And yeah, I think it creates a more well-rounded experience.
That's a great answer. All right, two more questions for you, Katie, before we let you get back to your pillow factory or the sleeping headquarters, whatever. Did you have a favorite memory of Door County or a spot you liked in particular?
Oh, yeah. So we stayed at the Waterfront Hotel. It's the greatest. I mean, like the view of Sturgeon Bay right there with the freaking icebergs in March.
Nice.
It was cold.
Right.
That was such a wonderful, truly amazing experience. And Di, the host there, was just so warm and welcoming. And the other thing is we did in the movie, there's a fish boil, which I'm sure you're listeners and viewers know about, but it was my first time learning about the fish boil. And we actually ended up having to film that scene twice. The first time we attempted to film, there was thunder snow, which is just a curse word. Like, why would anybody put those two things together? Like, I'm just like, what are we even doing? So we ended up not being able, for safety reasons, not being able to film the fish boil that night. And then they reset the film, or the scene rather, in the daytime rather than nighttime. And we had to do a reshoot. So I actually got to experience the fish boil twice, which was quite, quite fun. It was really cool. Yeah.
That's so great. We have about 30 seconds left. Are you binge watching anything you could recommend?
I just watched the movie Game Night. Last night?
Oh, that's fun, yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It was so much fun and a good ride, yeah.
Katie, please keep us posted on your movies, be they holiday movies or whatever. I did see some of your work. It's just great, and I'm a fan, so please come back and tell us about everything you're up to in the near future. It's been great meeting you.
Thank you so much, Pete. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. All right, that's Katie LeClaire. Check her out as Emma Parker in A Cherry Pie Christmas. It drops November 15th on various streaming platforms. And yeah, that was fun, Conrad.
Yeah, that was great. I can't wait to see the film.
It's exciting. I'm gonna watch it twice. I'm gonna watch it for the acting and the story, and then to pick out my favorite County landmarks.
Yeah, I think I'll do the same.
All right. Thank you to Craig Kinnett for coming by tonight, and Katie LeClaire, and all of your texts and calls. Always more fun when you guys participate. We are coming back tomorrow night to do it all over again. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I am Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.